Google has introduced a new live threat detection service for Android devices that is, you know, based off of AI, and it's specifically designed to combat malware. So this is really interesting. I've been a huge proponent for a long time of using AI in this way, because you get this narrative from a lot of people that, oh my gosh, when AI comes out, like, it's going to be used by all these, you know, bad actors. North Korea is going to use it to hack into stuff. And they'll, like, essentially people are saying, love, all the bad ways that AI is going to be used to hack people, to do phishing attacks, to, you know, like, clone someone's voice and trick your relatives. And, like, there, sure, there's, like, bad use cases, but there's so many good use cases. And I also think that for every bad use case AI could be used for, like, hacking or whatever, you could also use AI to help prevent malware, to help detect malware, and all of that. So I just think there's pros and cons to that. And as long as we're, you know, aggressively developing for some of these anti-malware use cases, overall, this thing is net positive. So I'm kind of excited to see what Google is now rolling out in regards to that. So this is all something that they just recently announced at their Google I/O developer event. And essentially what it's using is on-device AI from Google Play Protect to help detect malware. So the service right now, essentially what it does is it analyzes apps by checking their use of, you know, whatever sensitive permissions and whatever interactions they're having with other apps and services, and does all of this using AI to check for signs of malicious behavior, which I think is really interesting. Now, one caveat I'll say here is, you know, if this is just basically trained off of what we know, well, how we know viruses or malicious stuff works, it's going to catch like all the generic basic stuff. But people, of course, are always inventing new creative ways to hack, to social engineer, to, you know, create viruses, whatever. So like, it's always new stuff. And sometimes this AI, if it wasn't trained, might not know the new stuff. And then you get into what could be what I call, you know, I don't know, dangerous territory, where essentially in order to beat that, you're like, well, you know, our AI can detect, like, you know, classic malware, but like it can't detect a new version. So we need to create an AI model that can predict what new versions are going to come. But then if you have an AI model that's predicting what new versions can come, that could also, if that gets leaked to the wrong hands, that could be used to essentially know what kind of new versions you could make, right? So it's like, oh, it predicts that people could do this creative thing. And it's like, well, if anyone sees that, now they can go do that creative malware or virus or whatever. So, you know, it's kind of a tricky place, but you have to aggressively be developing it in order to offset some of the risks. Anyways, it's kind of funny, but this overall, I think, is a great thing. So there was a quote recently about all of this, and as coming out of the Google I/O event, they said, if it finds suspicious behavior, Google Play Protect will be able to send the app to Google for additional review, as well as warn any users who have the app installed, or even disable the app if warranted. So this is really interesting. I really would feel bad, like, as someone who has, you know, does apps and software and stuff, you know, I have an app, Self-Pause, it's the number one AI life coach, I would feel terrible. Anyone would feel terrible if for some reason you got a false positive on this. So I think they got to be really careful, because let's say, you know, Self-Pause, for some reason, they decide that the way we're saving users' voice recordings, because that's what the app does, it lets you record your voice and you record like positive affirmations, and you can listen to them back to yourself. So if for some reason they decided that the way we were saving those files, we were like, I don't know, they think we're like tricking and like stealing the user's data or something, I don't know, right? And then they like remote shut down the whole app. That would be horrible. That'd be devastating, right? And obviously, small company, but like tons of other software companies out there have been caught up in these false positives, especially like the fraud and payment processing from Stripe. You hear about these stories, these horror stories all the time. So I would feel really bad. It's like kind of cool, but the fact that it's remote and automated is kind of terrifying to think of. The false positives that could happen in this case. So they said that the detection system integrates with Google's private compute core, their PCC, which was introduced back in 2022. So nothing super, super new, but essentially that's ensuring that data privacy and security is up to date while they're analyzing app behavior. So the new security features are going to first roll out on Google Pixel devices later this year. You kind of see that with Google. They always roll out new stuff to the Pixel devices for Android. And then they have plans to expand to other manufacturers like Oppo, Honor, Lenovo, and more. So the service is part of Google's bigger effort that they have right now to make the Android platform safer and improve user confidence in downloading apps from Google Play. This is something that some people have criticized them for and been like, oh, Apple's better because they're like more lockdown because they own the hardware and software. So Google seems like they're trying to kind of push back against that stereotype. Additional security measures that they also announced at this whole event include hiding one-time passwords from notifications and also requiring extra user approvals for app permissions when you're sideloading apps, also enhancing overall device security. So that is one of the things that like some people don't like and some people do like, is the fact that you can sideload apps onto Android, meaning you don't have to go to the Google Play Store. You can just go find an APK or the app file and like download it and then use an app directly on your device. Kind of like how, you know, software works for computers. You can go download any piece of software. You don't have to go get it from the Microsoft, whatever. And I think that's kind of what Android was shooting for. Some people have criticized it because they're like, oh, there's less security. And some people like it because you don't run into a situation where essentially Google or Apple can hold your company hostage if you don't like their payment stuff, and you can promote your app in other ways. So all sorts of interesting things with that. It's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out into the future. I'll keep you up to date. If you learned anything new, if you enjoyed the episode today, it would mean the world to me if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. On Spotify, you got to hit the About tab, scroll down and hit the stars. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and drop me a comment. I love reading your comments, but hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.